it suits. Attire for all occasions. North Point Business Park, Blackpool, Cork.
Hello, good evening and welcome. My guest on this show is my first female guest and a very popular lady who played the part of Michelle in the popular TV series Glenroe. It is my privilege to welcome actress, psychotherapist, author and agony aunt Isabel Mahon. Isabel, how are you?
I'm good, Eugene. How are you?
Not too bad. Isabel, listen, I've seen you in a lot of programs. In the Legends, I think the Clinic, and of course Glenroe. And what was it? Now, as an actress, I always watched you. In a sense, you were a great woman. You always felt your lines. You could either see it in your eyes or your face.
Thank you, Eugene. That's nice of you.
No, you know the way you watch some singers, you know, they feel the song. Like, I think now it's very prominent of Shirley Bassey. She used to feel the song. Right.
Yeah.
No, and that's what I always got from you. You just look, when the likes of Emmett Berg and Ed Morgan walk in, you'd be having a row with him. You see your eyes would be going straight away. Your eyes would be stuck in him. You know what I mean? And I thought that was played out brilliant. It's someone you're aching to have a row like. Now, now outside of that, what was it in you that decided you should follow an acting career?
Do you know what, Eugene? I don't know. I don't think I did choose it. I think it chose me. And I think if you ask anyone who ends up in that business, my mother desperately tried to stop me. She made all sorts of other suggestions, and they were, looking back, they're probably very wise. But she couldn't stop me. And it wasn't anything, it wasn't rebellion or anything. It's just if that's in you, there's no way that you can be put off. You're just going to carry on regardless. It's a funny thing. It's something mysterious about it, I think. You probably know yourself.
I don't actually, because I don't have an acting career under my belt. Now,
but you know, you've a media career.
You start laughing, right? Now, you also appear on the afternoon show with Maura and Doherty, whatever the case may be, as an agony aunt and relationship therapist. Look, can you tell your viewers about the Park Clinic that you've set up as you practice as a psychotherapist?
Yeah. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, and I have been for a very long time. I actually trained in the 90s, and I'm an integrative psychotherapist, which means that I'm trained in a number of disciplines. So, you know, different people sometimes different need different things. So I have the Park Clinic, and I work from my home. My partner is also Mark. He's also a therapist. So that's what I do. I'm a writer, I'm an actor, and I'm a therapist. So I'm kind of, work that one out.
Multi-talented.
But I run a private practice from my home. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You see, now what I meant to actually go back to, because your popularity came from Glenroe, right?
Yeah.
Now obviously there was a lot of people there in Glenroe from Cork. There was Donald Farmer. There was a guy who played, of course, Blackie Connors.
Liam Heffernan.
Kieran Heffernan.
Liam Heffernan played Blackie.
And of course, the late Joe Lynch.
Oh, the late, great Joe Lynch, indeed.
Joe Lynch, yeah. And he never came out with the Cork accent on the show, did he? Never.
Never did. He never did. You know, it's funny you remind me that he was from Cork, because I never identified. He was a Cork man, of course, but I never would have identified him with that. He was very new. He had a very neutral accent in real life.
Yeah, he hadn't a Camille O'Hale talk, shall I?
No, he didn't. He didn't have a Cork accent at all. He was great. He was a Wicklow man in the show. Great Wicklow accent, but no.
I've been hearing it on the grapevine right now, and just that it's out there. You took to the keyboards. Lockdown.
Well, I'm a writer anyway. I've been a playwright, for many years. But I wrote my first novel during lockdown.
Yeah.
And yes, it's called Learning to Fly, and it's a sort of, what would you call it, wacky women's fiction, but it's also slightly magical realism about a lady with a connection with an angel. But it's fun and it's very much real life as well. It's kind of got a foot in each. It's got a foot in this world and a foot in the next, but it's humorous, it's fun, and it's, you know, I love it. I think everyone needs a sort of an angel stuck in their wardrobe somewhere.
I know that you mentioned it, right? When do we hope to see this on the shelves of our bookstores?
I'd say it'll be in the spring. It'll be coming out on Amazon and it will be in Kindle as well. It's called Learning to Fly and it will be out in the early spring. So you've got a heads up here.
What?
It's a heads up here.
That's great. Learning to Fly. Now, outside of that, right, Isabel, look, moving along quite quickly, right, a time will come, right, or so we are led to believe or thought, that when we will all meet again, right, is there anyone...
Oh, I'm a great believer in
that.
...you
would like to... Is there anyone you would like to act the scene with when you get there?
God, who would I actually would I love to act a scene with? Somebody like Lucille Ball, somebody very, very great fun, or somebody like, Liza Minnelli or somebody like that, somebody really vibrant and fun. And, you know, when you're playing with people who have got incredible vibrancy, everybody just is sort of lifted by that. So that would be great. I mean, personally, I'm probably more of a, I veered towards comedy than drama, you know, than very serious stuff. So I think I would love to work with a great comedy actress.
Oh, did you manage to get into the clinic? That's so serious.
Hey, I was kind of serious. But, you know, I'm not exclusively, but you know, the way you tend to find yourself in, you know, having a tendency towards certain things in life.
You lean that way. Now, what I can say to you is this. Thank you, Isabel. And may I wish you and all those close to you a happy, peaceful and pleasant Christmas and the best luck for the 2022. You've been a great guest and thank you very much.
2022. Same to all of your lovely viewers.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Take care, Eugene. Lovely to
talk
to you.
Take care. Let's be careful out there.
It Suits. Attire for all occasions. North Point Business Park, Blackpool, Cork.